The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 58 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, 58, and we've got some news to touch on for the Spurs this week. We're going to hit that news. We're going to hit your question of the day. We're going to talk a little bit about Lonnie Walker, and we're going to do a This Day in Spurs History, because you know a lot of years the Spurs are playing at this time. And we're going to do... I know last episode we did the five mock drafts with players. At the very end of this one, we're just going to go to the lottery. We're just doing five lotteries, no player picks, since we kind of gave y'all some background on them. So if you want to learn about some players that may land with the Spurs in the draft, you can go to our previous episode. And then in future episodes, we'll hit some players that may be able to get to us in the later picks in the draft, the 20th and 25th picks that we own. But let's get on to the news of the week. The news of this week was the Spurs pilot program passed with a 3-2 vote in the Bexar County Court that allows them to play four games away from the AT&T Center. Potential sites for these four games are, they talked about two games being at the Moody Center in Austin, and they talked about one game being the 50th anniversary celebration episode at the Alamo Dome. And then we talked about one game in Mexico City for the Spurs to play. So your San Antonio Spurs are exploring other sites. They said in the commissioner's court, which I actually listened to, that they would have, they're just trying to broaden their fan base. However, some people got scared that the Spurs would are looking to leave. Well, I have some takes on that, but I'm going to turn it over to Drew first, and I'll kind of get to my takes. And I will tell you, I was born and raised in San Antonio area, and so I'm very loyal to the San Antonio Spurs. But Drew, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a mixture of both ways. Like I would not want them to move away from San Antonio, but they are a very small market, and that's an issue. We're the 26th. Market among NBA franchises, and that's not too much. If you're a San Antonio fan, they probably don't worry about that, but we need to get more free agents here, and it's not really working in San Antonio. So if we were to move to Austin or New Braunfels, it would maybe let more free agents come in. But I have a mixture of both feelings here. Let's hear some of your takes on this.
Yeah, and of course, being born and raised in San Antonio, I have, you know, loyalty, and I'll be a Spurs fan till I die, but I'm going to say it whether they are in San Antonio or Austin. And I'll tell you why. Last year, I went to a few games, and I was really bothered at the attendance. Yes, I know we're in down years, but, you know, good organizations don't have front-runner fans. And I'm calling some people out that want to complain about the Spurs moving, but how many games were they at? And that's a big deal to me, because tickets aren't ridiculously expensive to go to the AT&T Center. I know, because I've sat in a lot of different areas of the AT&T Center. So I was really angry at one of the, I believe it was the Lakers game, and there was just as many yellow and purple jerseys as there were black and silver. So my deal is, if the Spurs fans don't want them to leave San Antonio, then maybe you need to start showing up to some more games. I think that would be a big take for Spurs fans. And that's me being a guy that was born in San Antonio. I obviously love that, but I also want the best for the franchise. And with that happening, how, you know, don't just wait for championship seasons to have packed stadiums and the Go Spurs Go. You can go spend 10 to 20 bucks on an upper deck rafter ticket, and you're still there at the game enjoying it. And I know, because I did that for a few games as well. So that's my take, is if you want the Spurs to stay in San Antonio, we need more people at the games. If not, Austin is one of the hottest cities in the United States of America right now. There's a lot of positive things going on. There is the Samsung plant is getting put right outside of Austin. Tesla in Austin, one of the biggest Tesla plants. Elon Musk moved to Austin. Joe Rogan moved to Austin. There's a lot of positive things happening in Austin. They got Major League Soccer and was supported big time. So my deal with San Antonio and the Spurs, you know, you have a lot of complainers, but I like to ask those complainers, if you were at more than 10 home games, yes, you have a right to complain. Great. You're there. You're supporting. If you're at less than 10 home games or didn't go to any, you're just complaining now. So if we're talking about the best for the franchise, yes, obviously we're tied to San Antonio. That's where we won the championships. However, I heard a great proposal that you mentioned, Drew, New Braunfels. I heard somebody saying, hey, you put him in that New Braunfels area, Buda area, Kyle area, where there's a lot of land out there, and you know, you can have you know, Texas Spurs or something like that, or San Antonio / Austin Spurs. You know, they did that with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. You know, if that's the plan, you know, and some people are scared of that, well, just making your voice heard isn't going to get the job done. It's going to be you showing up and putting butts in the seats. So that was the news this week. It came from the Bexar County Court. It passed 3-2, so they're going to play 4. Now, on the other side of that coin, you may not have anything to worry about. It may just be an experimental. It's called the pilot program. A lot of NBA teams are capable of doing this, but you know, the 3-2 vote doesn't show that it was unanimous, because there are some people worried that the Spurs will leave San Antonio. I don't think that's the case. They would have to get out of their contract in San Antonio. I was reading that it would be it'd have to be a buyout of $84 million just to get out as early as 2026. Otherwise, that contract actually goes to 2032. So, I mean, $84 million is not a small chunk of change. So, I do think it's just a pilot program. I do think one of the things Drew said, what do you think about the 50th anniversary game, Drew?
Yeah, that should be very, very fun. That game, I hope that's packed, and I hope back in the Alamo Dome, it should be absolutely amazing game and celebrate the 1999 championship. I'm very excited for that game next year.
Yeah. So there's positives to that for Spurs loyalists. So I wanted to give you the doom and gloom first, but then I wanted to give you the other side of the coin that I don't think it's them leaving. I think it's them exploring other opportunities. And guess what? If it is them exploring other opportunities to leave, then put your butts in the seat, Spurs fans. All right. Any other additional thoughts toward that, Drew?
Yeah, not really. I don't think we're going to move. I agree with you, but I think it's just an experiment, but maybe after 2032, but I think $84 million might be a little too much. So I think it's just an experiment.
Yeah. All right. The next line of news we're going to talk about is the Lonnie Walker saga. Is he becomes a restricted free agent after July 1st. That means the Spurs have player control, but he can go get offers from other teams, and the Spurs can choose to either match those offers or let him go away. Knowing today, it being what, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Drew, what do you think is going to happen with Mr. Lonnie Walker?
Well, I've been back and forth on this. Lonnie Walker, I think he's a very good six man. I think he could be one of the best in the NBA next year if he takes that leap forward. But I don't really know. I do think he's going to play with the team next year. But after that, it's going to be a pretty big decision for the Spurs to make. So I'm very excited for this road.
Yeah. Well, and my thing on Lonnie is I love his athleticism. I mean, he is one of the most freakish athletes in the entire NBA. He's also one of the most inconsistent basketball players in the entire NBA. But he showed stretches. And ladies and gentlemen, we still need to remember he's only 23 years old. So there is growth that can happen. He's got a good mentality for the Spurs. So I think I want to keep Lonnie around just because it's tough to find people as athletic as him. Even in the NBA, he is a really athletic player. And if you watch him play, he does some things that other guys just can't. So I'd like to see him stick around. But July 1st is D-Day, and we'll know a little bit more until that time. All right, the next segment of our show is the question of the day. And today's question of the day comes from Mr. Michael Miller in Mejia, Texas. His question was, historically, the Spurs have drafted players with the idea of stashing them in Europe for a couple years. When they are more mature players, they bring them back to the NBA. I believe Manu Ginobili is a prime example of this practice. The question is, do they have anyone on a European team that might come back and challenge for minutes next year? Drew, you want to take that?
Yeah, I'll take that. Well, we used to do this a lot, draft stash, Manu Ginobili, Patty Mills. Those are a couple of guys, even more than that. But we've kind of stopped lately, as y'all have noticed. But the Spurs have really started to draft them and develop them through the G League nowadays. So it's changed a lot. But I don't think they're going to draft stash anymore. But I loved when they did that because Manu Ginobili was a great player. So it's interesting to think about that. But I think that we're starting to develop players through G League nowadays.
Yeah. And that brings an interesting scenario this year is, you know, I thought it was brilliant to get the Spurs 3 first-round draft picks because there's not many teams that can develop players like the San Antonio Spurs do. And so if that's your plan, yes, it's okay to trade veterans for draft picks and try to see what you can develop because they are known as one of the best developing one of the best franchises at developing players. So I appreciate your question, Michael. That was a good one, but I don't foresee any draft stashes in the near future anymore. The G League, now that it's here and it's established and players are getting a lot of good minutes for the Spurs, I think that's kind of where they're going to stick is G League and draft and develop. And I think that's the Spurs' plan because, like Drew mentioned earlier in the episode, we're not just the hottest free agent destination right now. So that's how you got to do it. You got to find players that want to be in San Antonio that are good community members that are developing basketball players. I don't want to get in the Kawhi Leonard trap again of having a superstar that wants to leave. If we hone them into Spurs players and they get the culture, we can keep them around. All right, now time for the show. This day in Spurs history. Drew, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so I'm going to take us back to Game 2 of the Los Angeles Lakers versus the San Antonio Spurs on May 5th, 2004. This game was a very good one. The Spurs ended up winning this game 95-85, which put them up on the Lakers 2-0. Our leading scorer was Tim Duncan. Our leading scorer was Tony Parker. He scored 30 points, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 rebounds. Great shooting night. We had Tim Duncan scored 24 points, 7 rebounds, added in a block. We had Manu Ginobili off the bench, sixth man. What a great sixth man. He scored 15 points, 2 steals, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. We had Bruce Brown bring the great defense, 4 points, steals, 6 rebounds, and we ended up beating the Lakers 95-85. But actually, we ended up choking this series and losing the next 4 games, which I did not know that this happened, but we could have probably made the finals that year if that hadn't happened, but we ended up losing the last 4 games, which knocked us out of the playoffs. That is going to be this day in Spurs history, May 5th, 2004.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Drew. That was excellent. I will chime in that sometimes getting knocked out of the playoffs like that builds a fire for franchises, and then that next season they come back and they're better than ever, and guess what happened that next season?
We won a chip.
Yep, won a championship. So sometimes it's not all bad that you get bounced out in the playoffs like that because it just builds the fire, the competitive fire. So thanks for this day. That was excellent, Drew. All right, the next one. So this normally is our preview of the upcoming game during the season, but we are, ladies and gentlemen, under 12 days away from the actual lottery to see where the Spurs are going to land with their pick. Last episode, we did mock drafts with players drafted. But this one, since you got a good idea of who the players are, we're just going to do some lottery simulations, just 5 lottery simulations. Talk about what number the Spurs landed at in our lottery. Guess what? There is 11 days, 21 hours, and 9 minutes till the lottery. So we're doing in the offseason our Thursday, Spurs Day episodes. But that week of the lottery, we're actually going to air our episode while the lottery is going on, so we can kind of give you up to the date, up to the second information. And that episode will be dropped just as soon as the lottery and the Spurs pick is done, after we get a chance to digest it and talk about it. So the first lottery that we have tonight, we'll just see where this pick lands. It's the first one that we're going to do, and it is the Spurs dropped to the 10th pick. So just for those of you that don't know, the Spurs are sitting 9th overall in the lottery standing. So we always want them to kind of move up. But the first one, they were 10th. Let's do the second one. Second one, they finished 9th. That's the spot they probably should land. 9th spot, that's the second one. Third one, Spurs landed 10th again. So we've been 10th, 9th, and 10th. Okay, we got 2 more. 9th again. So you're kind of getting the feel that that's where it's going to land is is the 9th. And then that was number 4. And then we're going to do the last one. And last episode, we did the last one, and we tried to get them up and kind of see where that is. But this one, we're just going to be true to it. And, oh, my goodness. Okay. Same thing as last week. The last one, guess where we landed, Drew?
Didn't we land 3?
Last week we landed 3 and we did our mock draft. This one, we just did the lottery simulation, last one of our 5th, and guess where we landed?
3.
Higher.
2?
Yes, sir. Landed 2, up 7 spots from our 9th picking order. But, you know, you can see most of them are landing on the 9th and 10th spot. But that last week we saw 3rd, and this time we saw 2nd. So anyway, if we get anywhere in that top 4, I think I'll be happy. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll be great looking for a Chet Holmgren, somebody like that. So I'll be great if we land a top 2.
Yes, sir. So that brings us to the end of this Spurs Day, Thursday, Spur of the Moment podcast. We'll be back with you guys next Thursday to recap any news that develops with the Spurs and just kind of give you some more lottery musings and mock draft musings and just kind of go from there. Thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. Drew, would you take us home, please?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for 500 listeners. Keep on listening. And as always, go Spurs, go!